Thanks for tuning in to Podcast Viewfinder. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Podcast Viewfinder. We look at the world around you, the news, movies, video games, music, TV shows, social media, and commercials to see what worldview they promote. Everything pushes a worldview, and we want to help you find your view.
No more spears, no more swords, no more slings. You can fire your arrows from the Tower of Babel, but you can never strike God.
Hey everybody, I'm Chris.
I'm James.
I'm Luke.
Welcome to Podcast Viewfinder, episode 61.
What?
We did it. We made it past
16.
I guess past the 50s. I was going to say past the 60s, but...
That would be lying.
We're 61.
One more episode, you can start collecting Social Security.
Oh, sweet. And I can get discount coffee at McDonald's.
You can already do that, can't you? Isn't that like 59 for discount coffee?
I don't know. I'm not 59. So, yeah. I like how we pretend it's years that we've been doing this podcast. 61 episodes.
Years.
One a year. Hey, this is your first time listening. Thanks for listening. You can go to iTunes and leave us a review. And if you are a regular listener and haven't done that, we'd love for you to do that. Go leave us a review on iTunes and tell all your friends.
So,
hey, we've been starting off the show recently with just things we're watching and reading and listening to. And kind of some of the worldview behind those things, because that's what we talk about on this podcast.
Wait, worldview. It's only got a list of what you've watched.
Yeah, but you guys didn't say anything. So.
I mean, I've got some stuff ready if you want me to start.
All right, Luke, what have you been watching?
I mean, I've been playing things, because this is also video games.
Yeah, whatever, go
I've
for
been
it.
Playing Dark Souls 1.
Because the original.
I don't have the money to buy Dark Souls 3, but I want to experience the Dark Souls experience. So I just erased all my saves, and I started again, and it's great. It's punishing. It's teaching me a life lesson that I think everyone should learn, which is if life knocks you down hundreds of times, you can always get up and try it again. And eventually, like, there are some boss fights where you're just like, I don't know if I can do it. I'm going to try one more time. And then, boom, you do it that time, and you just feel amazing. So it's a life lesson. Don't stop, because the ending's good, the game is good, but if you can't beat the first dragon, which you're not supposed to beat,
yeah,
hint,
spoiled.
You're supposed to run away from some enemies.
Oh, so I played Bloodborne. I haven't beat it though, man. Yeah, I played two of those games, and I get to a certain point, and I'm like, I really like this game. And then something else comes up in life, and it's just hard to
he
get
moves
back.
On.
It's hard to get back into those games.
Oh, it is kind of hard. For me, I had to start over. I had to start all over because I was just. Oh. But one thing that I like about these games are, unlike other games, they don't really tell you what to do.
Right.
They let you find out. They don't hold your hand.
Well, there's a video on Bloodborne where there's like.
I mean, this Mario didn't tell me what to do.
Yeah, but you need to go from left to right.
Oh, you can't go left.
It's, you know that snake game? The snake? Yeah.
Yeah, but what
I'm
about
sure
what about new
Tetris
games?
Tetris didn't tell
every
me
new game.
Do.
I'm playing Uncharted 4 still, and yeah, like the opening, like the whole first like hour of the game is a big tutorial on like how to jump. How to throw a grenade and how to do all this stuff.
This game didn't even teach you how to jump. I figured it out 3 hours later when I was like, oh.
I can jump.
I got
this would have helped me out a long time
I wish
ago.
I could move the,
there's a jump button.
It's like I knew someone who beat, what was that game? Fallout 3 without using
vats. Which basically slows it down. I was trying to. I didn't. I got killed by troll. No, I didn't finish it. I did not finish it. But I didn't use vats.
But Vats
like, this is a dumb
yeah, they're
game.
Like, oh, this game's so weird.
This is so hard.
And then when they beat it, someone's like, oh, you weren't playing it the right way. You're supposed to use
what?
The Vats system.
Yeah, it slows everything down.
And it became, like, a new experience. And that's what I like about Dark Souls is I go onto their wiki because the game doesn't tell you much. You have to learn from other people.
Yeah.
It's definitely a game that's...
And that's why it's fun to play when other people are playing it, right? Yeah, because you're figuring stuff out. And they're like, because there's one... Like, on the Bloodborne game, you're like, oh, you've got to go, like, when the moon is out and go to this certain thing, and you have this rune, and you go, like, fight this guy.
Like, how am I going to find this out?
I know.
How would I know that?
The community. That's why it's cool.
Somebody had no life.
No, they stumbled across it, because a lot of these things you can just
you find it like, somehow.
Like, what? I just, like, there's hidden walls that if you attack disappear, and I was like, that's lame. But in Dark Souls, they always have, like, this, and the early stages, it's not like a boss, but it's like a regular guy who's like a trap. In all their games, they have, like, this enemy that's a trap early on that if you attack,
you'll lose,
like, so hard. Bloodborne had it. There's this guy with this huge butcher axe, and I thought, oh, I can... You know that guy.
Oh, yeah, I got killed right outside the church, so many times.
And you're just like, I don't even know what he's guarding. Probably nothing.
I don't want to mess with that guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going for it.
Yeah,
and
I fought him so much, yes.
Like, in Dark Souls, they had this Black Knight guy who was just minding his own business, and you had to go out of your way to reach him. Like, he wasn't on the main path. And I was like, oh, I can beat him. And he kills me in one hit.
Yeah.
And it's like, well...
It's ridiculous. So... All right.
But that's what I've been doing.
So, yeah, I haven't played in the Dark Souls games, but I played Bloodborne and the original Demon Souls, which has got a weird title, but there's not really demons in it. It's just, they're like medieval type games.
Dark Souls has demons in it.
Oh, I don't know. But, okay, so you guys saw the X-Men movie this week. I have not seen it yet.
Yeah, what in the world, man? It's great. I know. It's about the end of the world.
The Apocalypse, X-Men Apocalypse.
Because that's not his name.
They never actually call him Apocalypse. Spoiler.
Good job. Okay.
Well, I just thought that was great how they call him by his real name, which is some Egyptian name, but they never call him
Ra's al Ghul. So,
Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, that is definitely.
That's not Egyptian, man. That's like Mongolian or Chinese.
Ra's.
It's Ra's.
It's R A apostrophe S. It's Ra's al Ghul.
But it's not plural of Ra.
No, I know it's belonging to Ra.
It's not belonging of Ra.
Yeah, it's R A apostrophe S. Look at how Ra's al Ghul is spelled.
Because I don't think
I know how it's spelled, but it's not. It's
R A apostrophe S al Ghul. It's Ra, the sun god.
All right.
Yeah, it's Egyptian. You guys are crazy.
I'm looking it up.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah, Ra's al Ghul. There it is.
It is Arabic.
Yeah,
it's Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah,
but that's not Egyptian.
That's true. It's
Ra,
not.
Who's the sun god? Ra.
Yeah, but
right.
It says the demon's head.
Yeah,
Ra's al Ghul's the demon's head.
Whatever.
Yeah. Now look
I'm just saying that's according to Wiki.
Okay, I don't care. All right, so this when people start not listening to. Okay, all right, keep going. Move. Okay, so X-Men, you guys liked it?
Yeah, that was great. I'd recommend it.
I
just
would
go
recommend
in knowing.
It.
That people die. Normal humans can die. I mean, it's about the end of the world.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people are dying.
So it's much darker?
Yeah, I would say so.
But in the last one, didn't they, like, predict the future, like, the ending of the world or something?
Oh, no, the future was...
Days of Future Past, yeah.
And they stopped
the past from becoming
the
future.
The past likes to be the past. Someone I know said that, and it's very wise.
The past.
Yeah, that's true.
The past fights against...
The past likes
it.
To be the past.
Okay.
Guys.
All right, so Oh, we played Runbo this week. Okay.
Yeah, so,
all right,
Runbo,
if you have a Wii
that?
U, so all five of you out there...
Wii U.
So, play Runbo. It is up to nine players, but it's basically like a couch, like, fighting game kind of thing, so...
I want to call it a fighting game.
There's fighting elements.
Smash can get up to... 8 players.
Okay.
That's a real fight.
So this one, there's several different modes. One is you run, and the background changes colors, and so you're trying to beat your teammates, or you're trying to beat the other players to the end, and the background changes colors, and that can hinder you or help you. And so sometimes it'll change, and a platform will disappear because it's the same color. And other times it'll change, and a platform appears because it's a different color.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd call it... way better than Mario Party game.
Yeah, it's a party game. It's fun.
It's definitely not made for two people. I mean, there is a game mode that is made basically for one person, because...
The Bohemian.
This is someone... I like to call these co-optional video games. They're cooperative, but the cooperative part is kind of optional, because
you can fight each
you
other.
You always mess up with...
Yeah.
To do a super jump in this game... You have to do an attack, which, if anyone's in your way, you will knock off, and they'll die. And so whenever you're playing the cooperative modes, people who do super jumps, you just hate them, because they will kill you.
But they have to do super jumps to get past the level, so...
So it's a co-optional game.
It's fun.
Some people will be like, why are you doing this? I'm like, I have to...
That's why you get mad at it, and it's good. It's a good game. So check out Runbo. It's only, what, $15? How much was it, James?
$15.
The Wii U on the Wii U store.
Yeah, it's very fun. It's very fun.
All right, James, you also watched
Garo, the animation. It's an anime show. It's great. I think I can, you know, this one's not, it had nothing that was questionable besides you're going after these things called whores. They're really demons, but they call them whores. So I don't know. They're a whore. And there's...
Right? Stop saying that repeatedly.
Gosh. Wait, what is he saying?
H-O-R-R-O-R. Like oh, horror movie.
Oh, okay.
A horror.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
James,
I thought you were saying...
Horror. I'm sorry.
Okay, horror.
My accent gets in the way sometimes. Basically, there's all these
accent.
Demons all over the world, and there's these knights, they're called Mecha Knights. And mecha alchemists, and they try to vanquish the demons. And so it just follows along, these knights. It's great.
We should have a segment just called James Explains Anime.
Well, I like, watch anime, too.
I know, but the way he explains it's always like, I don't know what he's talking. There's like, oh, there's these mecha knights that have mecha alchemists. Just because you add the word mecha to something, that's what I like about anime. It's like... Oh,
it's
just
not
add.
It's
I know.
Mix.
Just add the word mecha or
M A K A I.
Maki,
Maki. Oh, I said. All right. It was in Japanese. I don't know what they're saying. I was just reading.
So I watched the Peanuts movie again this week.
Oh yeah.
This might be my
James was explaining anime. Come on.
Oh wait, I thought you were done.
Can we just have an anime section because Luke will talk about it too.
Okay.
I'm sure we can get.
We can do like a special podcast where you can talk about anime.
Dude, we'll probably get more listeners than ever. You know how many people like anime?
Yeah.
A lot more than you think.
Both of them are in this room. I'm kidding. I like some anime stuff. I get confused. Alright, so Peanuts movie. Probably my favorite animated film.
Huh.
Of
all time?
Maybe.
Better than your Up movie?
Better than Up.
Better than Finding Nemo.
It is.
Wow.
There's something about this movie.
Wow.
So, I know we've talked about it on here before, but...
Better than Frozen?
Yeah.
Better than Zootopia?
Yes.
Wait. Is it better than The Emperor's New Groove?
Oh.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. As far as messaging, yeah.
But Emperor's New Groove is so funny.
I do like Emperor's New Groove.
Pull the lever,
Kong. Better than Lion King?
Quite a bit. Okay, here's why I like this movie. Because if you... read the old comics. Did you read the old Snoopy comics or Peanuts? Yeah. It adds more if you know that. If you don't, though, it's still fine. But it's like there's little nods to certain things like the flying the kite,
so
kicking the football.
Stays true.
Yeah, stuff like that. But there's just something like the animation is amazing, too. Like the animation is really cool in this movie. But the whole movie, I just have like this sheepish grin on my face like the whole time because I'm like, this is so. It's so good. So go watch the Peanuts movie. That's my recommendation.
Potatoes and molasses.
I did watch Over the Garden Wall. Okay, so
I mentioned this.
So Luke
weeks ago.
Luke mentioned this a couple weeks ago. I found it in the library.
Found it.
My wife and I started watching it. She fell asleep.
Shows you how much she cares.
She was tired that day. Well, she made it through the first couple episodes. I will say this: it is very odd. It is a weird cartoon. But it's a miniseries. Okay, so it's a miniseries. Elijah Wood plays the main character. It is really good, though. I really liked it. It is just bonkers, though.
It's got great songs.
Potatoes
and molasses.
Yeah.
The setting is weird. It's got some of my favorite...
It's also really creepy at points.
It's really creepy. In one episode, the main characters go to this village that's possessed by pumpkin people, and you have no idea what's going to happen to the kids.
Yeah,
and it turns out to be like...
Wait, don't say. I want people to watch... Okay.
You should watch this.
This is one of those things that I want people to go... Because expand your...
It has a great message, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a coming-of-age story. Because it's about the two main characters, Wirt and Greg. And Wirt is a high school guy,
eighth grade freshman,
and then Greg is probably six or seven, and he has a teapot on his head the whole time. but here's okay. So the word he's like he doesn't really like it's his stepbrother,
half brother,
and he doesn't like him. And so the story is kind of him like coming to grips with who he is, but also who his brother is,
and his responsibilities.
And Greg, I'd say like the childlike faith because we. James and I preached on that a couple weeks ago.
We did.
But childlike faith, you kind of observe the world through Greg's eyes, who there's all these scary things, there's all these crazy stuff, and he just is like, hey, how's it going? Like, he just treats them like normal people. Like, it's like, it doesn't affect him that these are like crazy out there stuff. He just like walks up to him and is like, hey, so how's it going? Scared. Yeah, he's not scared. And he's just like goes with life. Like it was really interesting because his brother, his half brother, is like, what? You can't say that. You can't do this. And he's just like, I'm Greg. How's it going? And you're like, what? This kid. And he throws candy out of his pants and it's hilarious. So there's some really funny moments.
It's got great songs. Like yeah. I didn't expect it to be a musical, but in almost every episode, except for maybe the first one, there's a song of some sort, and it's just like, that's a great song. I mean, it's a weird song, but it's great.
Yeah. The thing I wish they would have done more of, because the first episode worked quotes like poetry, or he like says these poetic things, and he doesn't really do, he does that like maybe once or twice towards the end.
Yeah.
But he did it several times in the first episode, so I was hoping they would stick with that, but they didn't really. But yeah, it's Elijah Wood, Christopher
Walken.
Christopher Lloyd. He's Back to the Future.
Yeah.
They've got John Cleese.
There's a lot of good voice actors, yeah. But it's an odd story, so I check
James
that out.
James is going to watch it tonight, probably the whole thing.
And then I read a graphic novel called Cardboard by Doug Tenapple. Have I talked about Doug Tenapple on here before? I think I have. But he writes graphic novels, and he's the guy behind Earthworm Jim, if you guys remember Earthworm Jim.
Earthworm Jim, that's a video.
He also does the...
past the first level in that game.
He also does the VeggieTales now, the Netflix original, in the VeggieTales in the House or whatever. He does those. And so he's a Christian, but all his graphic novels just have these like really cool themes. So this one is about a dad who has lost his wife, and not lost, like she died. And so he's raising his son, but the son is...
stop making noise.
That's Luke in the background crinkling.
At least I'm not eating chips and drinking my drink.
But in this graphic novel, it's like this kid trying to like deal with being poor, and then this kid that's really rich is like making fun of him and stuff, and he just kind of learns the importance of friendship and how sometimes people act like jerks because there's other stuff going on in their life. But the premise is his dad can't afford a birthday present, so he buys him a cardboard box, and this is like a teenager, so he's like, this guy sells it to him, he's like, hey, if you buy this cardboard box, you guys can create something. So they make... So the son's like basically like, okay, Dad, let's make something, and they make this boxer, and then the boxer comes to life, and what? So they're like what? The cardboard comes to life, and so they're like, so then they start creating stuff, and it gets out of control.
This sounds too.
It's really good. No, don't say it.
It just sounds too cheesy.
But once you start to read it, you're like, oh, this is cool.
Sounds pretty cool.
He writes really good stuff. So look up Doug Tenapple, T-E-N. In APEL, I think there's two N's. So, all right, check that stuff out. Okay.
Oof, that was a longer than expected.
Yep. It's time for Florida Foibles. All right, so this one isn't great, but it's kind of funny because it's like a tourist thing. So these people drove down from Illinois.
Yeah.
To Florida, as people do, right? They're like, oh, vacation.
I mean, why not? I would. I do.
This happened this morning. So
how?
So they traveled out. We're recording on Tuesday because yesterday was Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. We were. So they get down there. They're hanging out. They're go to Fort Myers.
That's a good place. A lot of people like.
They're enjoying fun and sun.
Yeah.
Beach. And then they say, hey, you know what? It's mid-afternoon. We should go rob a bank.
I'm sure they didn't say that. I'm sure they're like, we need to go pick up some money.
So, no, I know what they said. They said, oh, I'm getting hot. Let's go rob a bank.
We know what has air conditioners, banks. And we have these guns, so let's go rob it. So they go in, rob the bank, and they get into a taxi. That's their getaway car. Now they're like, hail a taxi, hey. Yeah. And then like the cash exploded.
Cash exploded.
It has the die pack.
There's a bomb there?
The die packs. It explodes and they throw
some
money
out. Why did they put a die pack in there?
So, it's all this crazy
stuff.
See,
like,
wait a minute. Are these people?
Okay. Yeah, how old are these people? Do you know?
They're middle-aged.
Okay.
So they're 60.
Middle-aged? Is that 60? I don't know.
Wow, middle-aged is not 60.
All right.
I don't know. I was just imagining...
If you live to be 80...
I was just imagining old people in Florida from Illinois being like, oh, we're on our vacation, you know?
And I don't, that, yeah, no, wrong. They're probably millennials.
Millennials.
He said middle-aged.
Yeah. So I don't know, so why does it matter?
I mean, I just imagine some like young, sweet old people who wake up and go to the early bird buffet.
It's just rob a
for dinner at 8 in the morning, and then go rob a bank before they go to bed at 9.
Yeah, 9 in the morning. So
I don't know.
Potatoes and molasses. All right, so
they lost.
So don't.
So they rob a bank. Wait, no. The only reason you're saying that is because they lost the money, the die pack.
They didn't lose all the money. They lost some of it.
They but they got away.
No, they didn't get away. They got caught. They had all three of their names.
All three? Faces. How many robbers were
there? There are three of them.
Oh, man. Well, that was their first mistake.
I wonder if they fought over who sat in the front of the car. And did the taxi driver know they just robbed a bank? Did they come out with masks on? I don't know. Like,
maybe
I don't
they
know.
Had lemon juice
You know
on
what
their
they
face.
Should have done? They should have driven a bus into the bank.
Like
Dark Knight.
Yeah.
See, I mean, obviously that worked out for that guy.
And it totally did.
It did.
Except
he
for
stole
all the people
millions.
Who got killed.
Did people die in that?
Huh? Everyone a part of the heist died except for the Joker.
That's true. Yeah, but those are the bad guys.
Spoiler alert.
We're bad guys.
Okay, so don't rob banks. And I don't know if they drove down there just to rob a bank.
But they forgot their car. What happened to their car? Maybe it broke down.
Maybe they didn't want their car to be identified.
That's what they're doing. Like, hey, let's take a taxi. There's lots of taxis. What are the chances the cops would find ours?
You don't rob a bank unless you case the joint first. So if they're from Illinois, they've obviously didn't case it. So right. They just walked in.
They're hoping
in.
They could get back to Illinois before the cops.
I just
this
so many
doesn't
many
count if it's
bank
a different
robbery
state.
Tips with Luke Helm.
Okay,
different
so
state doesn't count.
Every time I go into the credit union, it's not a bank technically.
Yeah, that's a fake bank.
Every time I go there, I always think, how can I rob this place?
It's, that's probably not good
it's
to say
become,
on the air.
Yeah.
It's become a lot harder because they have like these 2-inch thick glass things. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, if I had impulse control disorder, you know, like these people probably did. They can't control the impulses.
All three of them?
They go into the bank.
Yeah, that's why they hang
and they're
out
like,
with each other.
They're just thinking, oh,
what are the chances
how
of
can I rob
each
this
other?
Bank?
Yeah.
Right? And they're like,
obviously.
Oh, we can do this.
And they're like, oh, we can do it. It's like when you go on an airplane and you're like, what will happen if I open up this emergency door?
See, he's on other stuff.
Man, Luke.
He's going to get in trouble.
No, I think
the NSA is listening.
Maybe you should just stop talking.
No, you guys have these impulses, don't you? It's like, what?
I don't
happen?
Have an impulse to want to open up the emergency hatch.
That's why
I'm going to fly out. There's no way I can get back in my seat and buckle in.
No, what if you're buckled in to begin with?
Then how am I going to get to the hatch? If I'm sitting next, I don't want to sit next to it. Have you seen those movies where the seats break? Obviously, the seats aren't strong enough in a plane to hold me in. I'm not going to commit suicide.
I don't know.
Maybe if I'm like, you know, I need more air. All right. But then I've got to make sure that we get another hatch opened in the back so you get the air flow. And so I got to have somebody in the back so we get both emergency doors because, you know, it's like a car. If you get both doors open, you can get some airflow.
Why do I even have you guys?
I'm just saying, you guys never had those impulses where you're just like...
Yeah, I do. Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
I wouldn't say impulses. I've thought about it. Like,
yeah,
it's not like, oh, man, I've got to go open this
he's
door.
He's got this little thing in his brain that keeps him from acting.
Yeah, it's not an impulse.
You
it's
can
a,
control it.
It's a what-if
what
scenario.
About those people
oh,
who don't?
That's an impulse. So what if
oh,
I...
Oh, my impulse is like, oh, man,
so
I've got to go open this door.
Driving on the freeway and you think, oh, what would happen if I just... drove off the freeway.
You'd hit the wall.
Yeah, I'd run out.
What would happen if I just drove off, like, just started driving off? Just, like, I don't know. Just
you know what
yeah,
you'd happen.
I don't
die.
Know.
Yeah, okay, so I think through scenarios, but that's different than having the impulse to do it.
Yeah, he doesn't have the temptation.
I'm not like, yeah, the temptation isn't there to be like, oh, I wonder if I open this door, can I get back to my seat before if I get
just,
sucked out of the plane?
You're the weirdo of the group. People have impulses, but they control them.
Yeah, I can.
I don't have the impulse. I've never had the impulse to.
But you wondered what would happen. Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say.
An impulse.
It's a what if scenario.
Wondering is not the same as man. I want to have the impulse. Like I have the impulse to.
But
eat
what's
this,
the difference between wondering?
This.
What is wondering and then
for
doing.
Those of you that are listening,
at once
this,
looking at the conclusion,
James held up his drink, which is thereby because we don't do a video yet. One day, okay.
I'm just saying these people didn't have any. What if control scenarios? So they're like, oh, what if we rob this bank? And then, like, let's do it. And then they did. That's you can't blame
YOLO.
Okay, well, all right.
They're going to the psychiatric
ward. We'll come back to pop culture in a little bit because I want to talk about something that happened in the news this week. But it was a 3-year-old kid who, like, kids don't have impulse control. So he told his mom, hey, I'm going to go jump in the moat of the gorilla pit. And she said, no, don't do that, because she has impulse control. And says, as fun as that would be to jump down in the pit and play with the gorilla, I don't want you to do that. Then she turns away for like a minute, a couple seconds.
We have no idea, really.
We don't. Kid scurries through the whatever blockades were up, jumps 10 feet, 10, 15 feet down into the moat.
He probably tripped.
No.
What if someone threw him in there?
Yeah, what if this is the big old setup? Man.
Maybe that person's like, you know what? I hate gorillas, so I'm going to throw this kid into the gorilla pit.
Now I got an excuse to shoot him. I hate you. What was his name?
Harambee or something.
Harambee, I don't like you. It's my time to shine. I'm going to be a hero.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
So Harambee, the gorilla at the Cincinnati Zoo... So the kid's like, I want to do this. So he jumps in. He has no impulse control.
I mean, you see something you want and you go for it. How often do kids do that?
That's what kids do.
All the time.
And so, yeah. So, but the argument now is that the people like uproared at the parents. Okay. As a parent of a 4- and 5-year-old, even just standing at the zoo, like if I look up for a second at the gorilla, then my kid can just jump through, even if I'm standing right there.
Yeah.
Like, kids are quick and small, and so they can fit through spaces that I can't.
Have you ever tried to chase your kids somewhere?
Yes. They're crazy. So, yeah, we have to keep an eye on Sunny because she'll wander off. So, but yeah, if we're standing there and I'm, like, looking at the exhibit, and here's the thing. Parents all know this. You don't watch your kids the whole time that you're at the zoo. Like, you know where they are, but you, like, look around at stuff. You don't, your eyes aren't just stuck on your children the whole entire time. And so, because the kid said, hey, I'm going to jump off here, I imagine that this kid has maybe said things or done things like that before.
Yeah.
So, not jumped off a gorilla pit, but...
this is actually the third time we've had to take out...
This is the third gorilla!
But it was a lion and then a spotted owl.
What would an owl do to a kid? It's like, the owl's going to fly up.
He's going to plug his eyes out.
I actually do have a zoo story.
Okay.
I'm going to interject. When I was a kid, basically the same thing happened. Well, not the same thing. But we were walking along, and my mom and the family were walking along, and I looked the other way, and then 1 second later, they're gone. I'm like, where'd they go? And so I'm just like standing around, like, where are my, where's my family? Between 1 and 12.
Okay.
I don't know how old I was at the time.
Right, well, I just
remember they were gone within the second. Apparently, I did something and they didn't. They didn't leave me. I was the one who walked away.
But you didn't know.
But I was like, where'd they go? And so it's like, it's easy to... there's a lot of criticism on the parents' part. And I'm like, you don't understand how easy it is to become separated.
Yeah.
If you have more than one child in the area. And they're like, well, it's still the parents' responsibility. Yeah, but you're not going to slap them with a criminal charge here because...
Right, yeah, because when I see them, I'm like, oh, that could have easily been my kids. Like, because you, like, see animals and you're like, oh, or especially if it's a hot day, you're like, oh, I want to get in that water. It looks interesting. So the gorilla, if you haven't followed the story, maybe we'll link to it in the show notes, but so the gorilla, like, went over and was, like, playing with the kid, kind of batting him around a little bit, and then at some point
loosening
he was
him up before he eats.
Well, yeah. Well, then he was dragging him around. Like it's a pretty frightening video.
I'd be scared if I was that kid.
Oh yeah. So like, the gorilla like kind of will mess with him, and the kid will stand up, and he like the gorilla will grab his shirt and like pull him back to him, and all this stuff. So they like the zoo team or whatever tried to get the gorilla to come back to him, and they wouldn't. Then they said, okay, we could trank him, but it usually takes 30 minutes, and as soon as that arrow hits him or whatever, the dart, it might alarm him, and he might lash out at this kid.
Yeah.
So they did the only thing they thought was the safe response was to shoot and kill the gorilla. So now there's, like, all these petitions about, like, the parents need to pay for the gorilla, and, like, these animal rights people are out of sorts. Somebody I know put on Facebook, well, there's only like 100,000 gorillas and there are 7.2 billion people or something. So save the... I'm like, wait, why? When do gorillas get... Wait, monkeys are humans too? We talked about this on a past episode where...
Monkeys are humans too!
Yeah, like a long time ago, because they were trying to get rights for these humans...
No, for the monkeys.
Yeah, so they're trying to get human rights for the monkeys.
Unless they're not born.
Yeah, and so...
oh, man.
But yeah, so they're just trying to get rights for these monkeys. So what would... Do you think they did the right thing?
Or to get rights for the monkeys?
No, to shoot the gorilla.
He's not,
yeah.
The gorilla's not a monkey, guys. Come on.
Sorry, it's a primate.
Okay. It is a primate. Yes. And chimpanzees aren't monkeys either.
Wikipedia. So lifespan is 35 to 40. So, I mean, died at 17. It's close.
That's close. 35 to 40.
So, yeah, he missed out on a couple of years. But, you know, 10 of those years would have been miserable. And he'd be like, And animals in zoos don't last as long anyway.
No, I thought animals lasted longer in zoos.
No, they're miserable. They're like, oh man, like this glass. This
no, I honestly thought animals last longer in zoos.
Oh, because they don't get hunted?
No, because they're the wild isn't. It's like animals in the wild are.
We're doing them a favor.
Yeah,
I guess you could say it's a favor. But the thing I was thinking about is not that we shouldn't respect the animals because we should be stewards of the planet. We shouldn't destroy animals' ecosystem.
Right.
We shouldn't be like, oh, we can trample over
the animals' ecosystem. Since when did it become the animals?
Well,
since when did the animals belong to the animals?
We were put here to...
Let's say we go to Antarctica and we disturb all the penguins.
The penguins? Yeah.
The penguins were there before
us, all right? We'll go to war.
Hey, the Native Americans were here before us.
There's an anime series that deals with this. You know, it's called Blue Submarine. Remember Blue Submarine?
Yes,
it deals with this. The animals take over. They take the world back.
But they were not animals.
And it's that new James Patterson show, Zoo.
No, those weren't animals. Those were genetic fabrication.
Chimera.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another one. We need to talk about Chimera someday.
What about... Never mind. I'm done. James interrupted me. I was just talking about being stewards. At some point, we can't trample over.
Right.
But you got to remember that I personally value a human's life more than the gorilla's life.
Dolphin?
What?
Than a dolphin?
No, it was
you
a gorilla.
You don't value it more than a dolphin?
James.
I want to go through all the animals and see if
okay, hold on. But, yeah.
What about dinosaur? What point is the dinosaur?
I want
the only dinosaur left.
Let me go back to what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
The point is, I would like to avoid killing the gorilla, but when it comes down to it, if it's the choice, a gorilla's life for a child's life, I will take the child. I mean, I would kill the gorilla and
take the child. Yeah.
But I mean, like the idea is, people are mad because they believe there was an option, right? But there wasn't. Most people. Believe there was the tranquilizer.
They tried to do everything. It was like
they don't think it should have even come to that. The kid shouldn't have fallen.
That's not the point.
You can't deal with that.
You have to deal with what's been given to you.
Yeah.
So they're trying to do justice.
Now they're trying to sue the zoo because it's the zoo's fault because they had an exhibit where people can
parents put away for life.
Yeah, the parents' fault. It's the but like okay, the event happened. So how did it happen? Okay, were the parents neglectful? I don't think so. I mean, if the parents were like, hey. We're going to go to the snack shop and get some ice cream. You guys hang out at the gorilla pit with your three-year-old.
Don't jump in. Don't do it.
But the parents or the mom, I don't know. I don't know if the dad was even there. But it's like they're lashing out the mom. And then they're lashing out the zoo. Oh, well, your exhibit wasn't safe. How long has that gorilla pit been there and people haven't fallen in? Like, there's going to be a way to get into stuff.
Okay, the thing about it is unless you create an enclosed space where it's completely enclosed.
Yeah.
There's going to be a way to get in. And people who are motivated, like, they're people who jump.
Like 4-year-olds.
Right. Yeah, so the guy who jumped across, like, the 10-foot moat that they have with the tigers, like, so they can't get over. Well, what about him? He died. I mean, you either have a zoo that is completely enclosed and it's less of an enjoyable experience for the people. Or you have it not as enclosed to where it stops animals from getting out, but it doesn't necessarily prevent well-motivated kids or adults from getting in.
And then there was a... I don't remember what zoo I was at, but there was like a big sign that's like, it was in this monkey cage or whatever.
Can't read?
No, no, this was, these were grown up people, and they like, there's a sign that says like, these animals bite, don't put your fingers in the cage,
oh,
don't feed these animals, and these people are like putting stuff in the monkey cage, like, it clearly, and their fingers were in there, and you're like, you're right next to, I took a picture because they were right next to the sign reaching into the cage. I was like, these people.
And then they got their finger bit off.
Yeah. There was another lady one time that we were, this bird exhibit, and there was a sign that said, these birds bite, and there's like behind, like it was a petting zoo area, and there was like a fence, and so she like put her finger through the cage. The bird wasn't anywhere near there, but one of the zookeeper people were like, hey, those animals bite, get your fingers down there. And I was like, ah. So
I'd love to be, zoos, hire me to do that. Just walk around and tell people, hey, stop being dumb. Animals bite.
Right. And you'd think people would know that, but even the signs are like, whatever.
I don't like zoos on a fundamental. I just don't like
them. Zoos. I don't like Chris loves zoos. He could take his kids there. That's a day's worth of fun.
I don't. I've come to dislike.
Do you know how hard it is to raise kids? You got to find them something to do at the zoo.
A zoo's a great way to raise kids.
Yeah, but I mean,
take them to the zoo.
Like, and let the girls raise them if you're not doing a good job.
Tarzan, Tarzan.
Coming out soon. The new Tarzan movie.
What do you think, James, about zoos?
I have a membership, so I must like them.
Oh, he likes them.
I have a membership, so I must like them. I like them. What a great non-answer.
It's like
I have hair on my head, so I must like hair, right? I don't know.
I have a membership to a gym, so I must like working out at the gym.
I must. All right. Let's change gears. It's now time for Goes the Culture.
What
James,
to talk about
Pop Goes Culture. What was number one?
X-Men.
This week, X-Men.
X-Men. Pretty soft, actually, for Memorial Day. So, 65 million. Compare that to, like, I don't know, what was it? 90 million?
90 million.
It's a lower one in the series.
Okay. So this one hasn't gotten good reviews. It's like at 47% on Rotten Tomatoes.
49. Yeah, Luke and I saw it, and we both liked it a lot. I liked it more than him. That's fine. I thought it was really fun. It was a fun movie.
Number two?
Alice Through the Looking Glass. 26 million. Way. If you think about that, because the other one made over $1 billion worldwide.
The other Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah, the first one made $1 billion.
Well, I felt like this one hasn't been advertised as well.
I didn't even know it was coming out until I...
Every once in a while it just popped up here and there. Angry Birds still at number three.
Yeah.
Followed by Captain America. So, good job, Captain
America. Jungle Book, still making money. 7 million. So, Jungle Book. Dude, Jungle Book. I think it's made a lot more than I expected.
Yeah. $338 million. And that's Captain why America. Disney is a $1 trillion company.
Actually, they're so they're a $18 trillion company.
So
18, that's more than our...
Captain America has dropped out of a lot of theaters.
Disney topped $4 billion worldwide.
Is that in revenues or profit?
That's just in revenue.
Okay.
I doubt that's in profit. That's just from all their movies. $4 billion.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Man,
does that include the Star Wars?
They have the Marvel Studio, which is basically a money printing machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're making
good ones. Zootopia and.
Because X-Men used to be that way, and now it's not doing so great.
That's Fox. Fox.
Not Marvel Studio.
So, now, Zootopia is one of theirs, and so is Jungle Book. So, those right there, almost $2 billion. Now, Alice in Wonderland is theirs, and that's not
making money. What were you saying?
I did want to mention something to compare, like, the X-Men versus the Iron Man, Captain America. Like,
yeah.
The feeling I got watching this new X-Men was that it was less planned. Like, it just didn't feel as planned as, say, Captain America and the Marvel Studios. Because we know they have a list of films that they plan on coming out.
Yeah, and like, they have overall arching plots that are, like,
so it's like the world is, like, they're not making sequels just to make sequels. Well, I mean, they are. They're making sequels to make money. But they're making sequels to have it's like, oh, did this movie make enough? Like, they've already accepted we're gonna make good movies and they're gonna make enough money for us to keep making them. While this X-Men felt like we're gonna make a sequel because we made enough money from the last movie, That's what I felt when I was watching it. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean it's bad, but I always like the idea that the Marvel studio, like the actual studio, brings to the table, that it has an overarching story within all of its films.
Yeah.
But that's one thing I wanted to point out.
Well, we'll see how it does. Because right now, the last one made $90 million, dropped off 64%.
The last X-Men?
Yeah, and only made $32 the next weekend.
Ooh. So we'll see if this one grows or...
Well, it won't grow, but...
maybe it will.
No, don't think it will.
Okay. Yeah, so did you have any songs this week for us or not?
I did not have
okay.
any songs.
Okay, no songs this week. Sorry. Okay, but since we're talking about movies and... Basically, we're consumers. Like, we want good products. We want our movies to be good. You said the X-Men doesn't feel as thought out, so you're like, I can take it or leave it. You'll probably see the next one because it's X-Men, but it's kind of one of those things that, do we feel entitled as consumers to demand, or to be able to demand? Yeah,
absolutely.
Because Josh Whedon made the
Avengers,
the second Avengers movie.
But he's not making the third one.
Yeah, because it like... Because
people lashed out.
I don't know if it ruined his career, but he like had a nervous breakdown or something. Like, it was very taxing on him because all these people were basically like, this is very precious to us, don't mess this up. And then some people didn't like it, and so you're always going to have crazy critics on the internet because they can say whatever they want. There's not really consequences, and you don't know who Dude Guy 47 is. And
Dude
so,
Guy. Yeah, you can say whatever you want. No consequences.
Dude Guy.
Oh,
I was like, everybody know who Doom Guy is.
Doom Guy made a big comeback. I'm not going to suggest playing Doom, but Doom Guy is back.
Yep, Doom is back.
It's actually...
After years.
From what I heard, it's
hey,
very good.
Hey, how do you spell Josh?
J-O-S-H.
Nope, J-O-S-S. Whedon.
Oh, Josh Whedon, yeah.
That's Joss Whedon.
It's Joss. But
Joss Whedon.
Yeah, it's not Josh Whedon. It's Joss Whedon.
Ah.
Wait, so, wait. Josh. Joss. Josh and Joss. That's the two different... So, but yeah, Joss Whedon made... Yeah, but...
He made... Four films that he directed. Serenity, Marvel's Avengers,
Serenity's
Much Ado About Nothing, and Avengers.
Hey, you know, he also wrote the story for...
Firefly.
Aliens Retribution.
Did he?
The one where it's not... It's the one with the new one. The newer one.
Oh.
With Ridley.
I didn't like that one.
I know.
Alien Resurrection, I think.
Resurrection, that's
what
it's called.
So, but he... Yeah, so this was kind of one of those, like, almost career-ending movies for him because of, like, the fans. The people that are like, oh, you did this, why'd you do, like, all this crazy stuff. And so, just recently, there's a video game coming out. It was supposed to come out next month in June, which, actually, by the time I post this podcast, it'll be this month. But it's one of those things where it's been delayed a whole lot. The game is No Man's Sky, which it looks, actually, to me, it looks pretty incredible. It's going to be...
So big.
It's going to take over 4 billion years to beat if you went to every planet for only 1 second. So there's no way you're going to ever do all the stuff in the game.
Why even try?
It'll take 4 billion years to get the one planet if you're playing real time.
Yeah. You're like, oh, man, this game's...
Why didn't I choose...
Why am I doing real simulator?
Why did I do warp speed?
Why did I only go 30 miles per hour?
So, anyways, so the game got delayed, and...
Yeah, so it was supposed to come out in, what, June, and it got delayed to August?
Yeah, so...
That's a long time.
2 months, so. 4 weeks, 8 weeks, I think overall it's 6 weeks it's got delayed. Okay, so 6 more weeks. And you, James, you found this article. This guy got death threats, the creator of it.
Yeah, so the creator's got, when they announced it,
his name's Sean Murray.
Sean Murray says, I have received loads of death threats this week, but don't worry. His game studio, he's like, our place looks like Home Alone because they put booby traps everywhere.
Hashtag pillow fort.
But also, he wasn't the only one. So people who wrote articles
about it,
Kotaku writer, he received death threats as well. And so you're like, man, isn't that crazy? Like, that people, they'll get crazy about stuff.
Read one of them. There's one that was guy was talking about.
No, don't read it.
Okay.
But there was one where he's just like, this is my life.
This is the only thing I live for, and you go write a piece about it being delayed.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah.
I was like, video games are your life?
It's kind of sarcasm. Because he's like, oh, I'm going to... You think you can get away from this? This is easy. Making fun of our Reddit page also sounds like you have a death wish. We will find you. Be afraid, human.
That doesn't sound like sarcasm.
Well, be afraid, human. We are coming for you. That's not...
Look.
Right. Well, the internet. Threatening lives. Yeah.
You can't read sarcasm. That's one thing.
Yeah.
You cannot tell if person is written sarcasm.
Be afraid, human.
I love comments. I love reading comments.
I hate it.
Because, here it is. You know, this is what happens when ignorant teen boys live on the internet instead of an actual society. They turn into Lord of the Flies.
Oh, man.
I doubt half of the ignorant teen boys have even read that book.
You're probably not, but that's funny.
I haven't read that book, actually.
I have. Aww.
Okay, so...
Death to Piggy.
hey, Piggy! So... Aww. It's just, reading through these comments, they're like, okay, why are you so upset about a video game being delayed? And should we feel entitled, right? Like, if we as a consumer are going to buy their stuff,
yeah,
should we have any say in the making of it or anything like that? Or is it just like, hey, let them create it? That's why The Last of Us, the video game, it just told a story. And a lot of people didn't like the ending.
I love the ending.
The ending I thought was great, but it's one of those things, like, people watched it or played the game, and at the end of it, they're like, oh, I didn't want that to happen. You're like, it wasn't your choice. Like, you chose to buy the game and play it, but you have no say, because it wasn't a choose-your-own-adventure, it wasn't an open world, it was, here's the story we want to tell, and we told that story, and like it or not, that game has a lot of cussing, so I'm not recommending that game, but... It told the story it wanted to tell. And so that's why, like, when people are like, oh, you delayed my game. It's not your game to begin with. So they can put it out whenever they want. The reason it gets delayed is because they want to give you a better product. They're not delaying it. So it's, hey, we want to delay
this. No, they want to make...
We want death threats. Yeah. And, like, the fact that the creator got death threats over his game that he's putting out for you to buy, like, where...
There is a funny story. One developer who makes a game, he made a game called Fez.
Yeah.
And he was coming out with Fez 2, but he just got so sick and tired of, I'm assuming, the people, the fans.
Yeah,
never came out with it. I think he just...
He said he quit, yeah.
He exploded, and he's like, I'm done. I don't know if it was all... Someone was criticizing him and be like, okay, this is a little bit thin-skinned on some parts, but I can see how you can just be like, I don't care anymore. But you ask the question, how entitled are they? Well, they're not entitled until they put money into it. Once you put money into something is when you feel, and you should rightfully have something to say. Like, for instance, there's Kickstarters.
Yeah.
And this is why I don't like Kickstarters, because you aren't entitled to anything. You give them money, and you get a product back. But you are not a part of the process of making the game. So you aren't an investor. You are just an early purchaser. And there's a difference. An investor has weight to their investment. Like, if I'm an investor, a huge investor for a company, and I'm saying, hey, why is this game, why is nothing happening? Why is there no progress? And I can force them. I can be like, hey, I'm going to take my money back. I'm going to sue you because you failed to even attempt, because you can sue people if they do not make a rightful attempt at making good on the investment. So, but Kickstarters, you're not an investor, so you aren't entitled to anything. There's a game called Star Citizen where as long as you can't even sue them if they don't even make the game, like, because you're not an investor. So, yeah. So it's like, at what point are you entitled? I say at no point, really. Because even after you buy the game, after they send it out, ship it...
Right.
You have access to people telling you whether or not this game is good. And it's not being made on your buck.
Yeah.
It's being made on someone else's.
So, yeah, just because I'm excited about something, or even if I read the Marvel comics growing up and I'm like, oh, this is what I want from my Marvel movie, I'm not making it. I didn't, like, put the time in to become a movie director or a script writer or do all this stuff to adapt a comic book to screen. So if they don't do it the way I wanted to do it...
But you can still criticize it for not doing it the way you want. But it's just right. not...
But I can't make death but threats. But you can't be like... I can, oh, but...
I'd be like, look, I didn't like the way a recent movie ended, but that doesn't mean I'm entitled to get a new a remake of the movie. I just deal with the fact that the movie was ended differently.
So when does it come to the point of criticism versus entitlement? So if I'm like, I didn't like this that much, versus, oh... I hate this movie so much when I get
it's
on
when
a
you
plane.
Feel like you deserve
I'm giving my impulse and open up all the the doors on it.
It's when you're like, they need to remake this game. It's not like, oh, cut your. To me, it's like, oh, I can criticize on the game, but when I feel like I'm invested, that's when it's entitlement. Whenever I criticize a game, I don't necessarily feel like I'm invested. Now there is some games where that are ongoing, like League of Legends, where people might feel entitled. Because they've invested, say, 1,000, 2,000 hours, and they start changing the game.
Yeah.
2,000 hours.
There might be some entitlement that is valid there, because they invest money and time
into
a game. And then if League of Legends, if they change it in a way that is just horrible to half of the people, I mean, you're never going to please everyone all the time.
So I can see the community coming back and being like, hey, this should have... Like, we, like, yeah, for a game like that or something, I remember the second Infamous game, they, like, changed the character model, and, like, a lot of people were like, why did you do that? Get it back to the original, and they're like, okay. And so that's a little bit different, because it's your fan base saying, hey, we don't necessarily like this.
Yeah.
But then where does that come to, like, yeah, but now that fan base is like, okay, well, now maybe Joss Whedon will change, the next Avengers because I asked him to.
He's not the director.
Right. He's like, I'm out. This guy was too crazy.
The Russo brothers.
The guy that, the Fez 2 guy, he's like, yeah, I'm done. Like, I'm not dealing with this stuff from you guys because
who cares? Because I don't have to.
Yeah, I don't have to.
I mean, well, the guy who sold Minecraft to Microsoft didn't want to do, there's this big pressure. I can't let the people down. I've got 40 million people who are investing in Minecraft, what do I do next?
Yeah, and now it's up to a trillion.
No, 2 trillion.
It's actually a $13.5 trillion company.
Yeah, they...
It's going up.
Minecraft made a lot of money. But yeah, and that's what's ridiculous, right? They're like, all these people have invested into this, but they didn't make it. They didn't create it. They've done stuff with it to help make it a good community and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And yes, I think to some extent... the creators of that should listen to the community, but when it's like a death threat or when it's like, why did you delay this game? I'm going to come attack your family. They're like, what? Why do you get to a point where you're so invested into something?
I've got an example that is basically just, so I play this game called Dota.
Yeah, you do.
Too, and the lead developer, I just think this guy hates his fan base because he just doesn't. He doesn't listen to them at all. He just does whatever he wants. And so it's just like the fan base, they just have to accept it. They've accepted because it's a Valve game. Valve does, there are some companies that just do whatever they want. Blizzard and Valve are the two biggest ones. You could say Activision as well.
Yeah.
But Blizzard, it's like, oh, you don't like a WoW expansion? Whatever. Get over it. We're going to make it another one that's going to change the game anyway in about 2 years. But... And then Valve, it's like, oh, you want us to make Half-Life 3? Well, never going to make that. So there are some companies that cave under pressure, and there are some companies that just, they're notorious, and they're sort of known for just being like, we do what we want to do. You buy our stuff, or you don't buy our stuff.
Yeah.
Go elsewhere. They're just like, look, there's tons of other games. I mean, but again... There are some games that are ongoing in production, like World of Warcraft, where they're always coming out with a new one, where it's
right.
like there was this big hubbub where these people made a vanilla server that was illegal. Like, Blizzard didn't want them to have no add-ons, and they had no add-ons, and they recently got rid of it. I'm not sure what they did after that, but it's like, these people are like, we didn't like the expansions. That's what their whole complaint was, and they were just...
We want to play the original.
We want to play the original. And they're not necessarily... They weren't being like, oh, get rid of the expansion's death threats. They're like, well, let's just play the original. But, I mean, there is a point where it's like ongoing things like books and comics. It's like, they told the story. Well, let's just only read the original. It's like Indiana Jones. The fourth one never came out to me.
Yeah.
Only the original three.
Wait, Shia LaBeouf was the Monkey King. No.
But that's not death threats. These are different reactions. So there's a... I feel like there are some reactions that just are not legitimate.
Okay, but going back to the video game thing, because this is really the only medium that it applies to, is when... So if I buy the original WoW, the World of Warcraft, and then they come out with expansions, but it changes the original, well, I bought the original. Mm-hmm. So this is how I want to play it. And if I don't like the new stuff, I'm like, wait, but this but is what
just, you know what Blizzard tells you? Deal with it.
Yeah, this
and
is what
we're
doing.
And you just have to deal with it. You just have... They're not going to change.
Yeah.
Valve will do the exact same
thing. And I guess World of Warcraft, though, you pay a subscription fee, so I can just stop paying the subscription. But then I don't want to... Then I don't play the game anymore, because I can't... I don't have... And I'm like, wait, but the original thing that I bought and played is this, and this is what I like, but when they change it... That's how Destiny was, too.
So that's where you can have... There's the sense of entitlement might be...
Yeah, because I...
Really, it might be... What's the word?
Realistic?
Not realistic, but...
Justified.
Justified.
Yeah.
There might
because, be... Because I purchased this, and then you changed it on me.
But there are some things that are unjustified, which is, oh, you made a game, and I didn't like how it ended?
Yeah.
What did you just do?
I snapped at James because he's not paying attention.
James,
not
I am. I'm listening to the
loop. Well, this is...
But, yeah, and so... Yeah, for instance, if I was reading the Harry Potter books and then, like, then she came out with a different one and was like, you know what, here's what the ending should have been, and changed the ending completely. I'm like, wait, you can't do that. I already watched the movie and listened to the books. Yeah, so...
That's what you bring out as a bonus ending.
But it's like,
bonus ending.
If you didn't like the end of Harry Potter, tough luck. I mean...
Yeah, because this is the story she wanted to tell.
Yeah, it's her story.
You just happened to buy it.
Yeah, so... Yeah, just because I buy something doesn't mean I can...
Get
you changed
don't get it
or,
your way.
Yeah, but
that's like buying the Bible. Man, they should change that.
Alright, I want to end with the Bible. Psalm 119:35. This is the New Living Translation. Make me walk along the path of your commands, for that is where my happiness is found.
So
this is
the psalm I try to read every day.
Yeah, and Psalm 119:37 is a verse James has been quoting quite a lot. Recently, turn my eyes from worthless things and give me life through your word. Have you been saying that one?
No, mine's 119. 119, 9 and 10.
What's that one?
My whole heart.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah. I thought it was a worthless thing.
119, 10.
But the reason I say this is because if my happiness is found in the Lord, then all the stuff I consume, the video games, the movies, the comic books, whatever, I'm not going to, like, okay, I didn't like what they did with it.
Yeah,
but when my whole life, like that's what that guy said. It's like my life is like your life is this game that hasn't come out yet. Wait, how awful is that? There's been some games that in the last minute haven't come out or it, like get delayed like 2 years. Like was it Half-Life 2? They got delayed. Like it was about to come out and somebody got the source code. What game was that? There's one game.
Source code. Get it? Because it uses Source Engine.
Yeah.
There was the notorious Duke Nukem.
No, it wasn't that one. It was like...
Duke Nukem was on the... People didn't think it was going to come out, and it came out, but it was awful.
Yeah. So it's that idea of like, okay, if my happiness is found in other stuff, that stuff is going to change. It's going to leave me empty, and I'm going to keep trying to get that high or that good feeling from other stuff.
Yeah.
And it's always going to leave me empty because I'm not going to find true happiness in it. I'm just going to be like, oh... Unless it's the Peanuts movie.
Well, did James actually, on Sunday, he talked about a Samaritan woman, and Jesus mentioned something. What was it, James?
About the water?
Yeah.
Oh, you drink from a well that you're going to keep on getting thirsty, but I have living water where you won't thirst anymore if you drink from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of what I think.
Right, yeah, it's this idea of, oh, if I follow Christ, then he's going to be the one that fulfills me, not the stuff...
Yeah.
Not other people. It's Christ alone. And so Psalm 119:35, memorize this verse. It's a good one. Make me walk along the path of your commands, for that is where my happiness is found. That's the New Living Translation. NIV says, direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. And ESV says, lead me in the paths of your commandments, for I delight in it. So, yeah. But I like the word happiness.
Yeah.
Because that's where true happiness is found.
That's what we're ultimately going at. That's where the virtues come in. But we'll talk about those another time.
So, hey, thanks for tuning in to Podcast Viewfinder, episode 61. I'm Chris.
I'm James.
I'm Luke.
We'll see you next time.
Man.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Podcast Viewfinder. Just because we talk about a game, movie, book, show, or celebrity does not mean we endorse them or the product. So we want you to use discernment about what you take in. So look it up before you consume, and see you next time. Podcast Viewfinder.